In this video, I'd like to look at how to live according to the Spirit. In part 1, we saw in 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4, that through the Spirit we are given divine power to escape the corruption of sin. We also saw in Romans 8, 12 and 13, that we have an obligation to do this by living according to the Spirit, otherwise we will be lost. Another passage which makes our obligation clear is Colossians 3, 5 to 9, which says, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, that is, before you were saved, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander and filthy language from your lips." From these verses we can see that through the Holy Spirit, it's our responsibility to put our earthly nature to death, otherwise we will face God's wrath. So understanding how to live according to the Spirit is very important. Now, the term to live according to the Spirit means exactly the same thing as to walk with the Lord, to abide in Jesus, to be led by the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, etc. They are all the same and simply mean to have a relationship with Jesus by listening to and following His Spirit. In John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." So we can see that there are two things we have to do to walk with Jesus. Firstly, listen to His voice, and secondly, follow His commands. Let's first look at what it means to listen. When we are first saved, the Spirit comes to live in us, and Romans 8:16 says that the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So we can see that it is through the Spirit that we hear God speaking. In John 16:8, Jesus said that the Spirit will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. This means that whenever we sin, the Spirit speaks to us through our conscience by convicting us and making us feel guilty. So whenever there is sin in our life, the Spirit takes our peace away, and this is a witness to us that we have to get right with God. Listening, therefore, is simply being aware that our lack of peace is a result of guilt for sin. So now we need to look at what it means to follow. Following is confessing and repenting of whatever sin we are convicted of. And when we come to God in repentance, we must have the right attitude. Repentance is not saying, "Yeah, I know I'm sinning, but I'm only human," as that's just an excuse to continue in sin. What God requires of us is to come to Him in brokenness, saying something like, "Lord, I've sinned against You. I'm a hell-deserving sinner. Please forgive me and cleanse me of this sin." In Psalm 51:17, David showed the right attitude of heart towards his sin when he said, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, You will not despise." David was broken-hearted over his wickedness, and we should be too, as God hates sin. So to sum up, listening is being aware of our lack of peace because of the Spirit's conviction, and following is heartfelt repentance, which results in forgiveness and peace with God. When we sin, our peace with God is taken away. When we repent, it is returned. Romans 8:6 confirms this in saying, "The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." So that is the basics of listening and following. Neither are easy, as our sinful nature fights strongly against the Spirit, and we'll find a thousand reasons not to listen, let alone follow. Plus the devil will get into the argument and give us another thousand reasons. Instead of making excuses, we need to take a hold of God's promises in 1 John 1:9, which says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Please look very carefully at this verse, as we usually ignore the last few words, which tell us that God will purify us from all unrighteousness. God never lies, so we can believe that when we repent, He will not just forgive us, but will also cleanse us. And Galatians 5:16 verifies this, where it says, "Live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Whenever we exercise self-control and obey, we receive God's approval, and He strengthens us to continue in obedience. One way that I look at this sanctifying work of God in our life is to think of a motor mechanic. We give a mechanic permission to get inside our car, to change bits here and there, and to tune it up so that it runs well. Well, Jesus is our maker, and it is a small thing for him to make changes and tune us up so that we can please him and live according to his will. I'd like to tell a couple of short stories to show how the Spirit works within us. There was a particular person, let's say their name was X, who was difficult to fellowship with. I used to go well out of my way to avoid X, but one day the Lord convicted me, and I said something like, "Lord, it's wrong that I dislike this fellow Christian. Please help me to love X." Having said this quick prayer, I went to visit X, and as soon as I got there, the Lord changed my heart, and we became friends, and to my amazement, I began to love this person. I know that I shouldn't have been amazed, as it is a small thing for God to do anything, but experiencing the regenerating power of God in my life was truly eye-opening and very special. My repentance resulted in cleansing, and I have found this true for any sin. Another time, there was a person in church, call them Y, who would never greet me. I always had to stick my hand in Y's face to get a handshake. I prayed that God would help me not to be offended and to love Y, and the very next time we met, I was greeted with a big smile and a welcoming handshake. It was truly amazing. In the first case, Jesus, working just like the mechanic, changed my heart, and in the second case, he changed another person's heart. Both cases show how much the Lord wants us to love one another. Even though I saw miraculous changes in these two cases, I have not always had the same results, and at times it is hard to say why. However, that is certainly no excuse for me not to repent of my unloving thoughts. Many people argue that we are saved by grace alone, and that there is nothing we need to do because God does it all. However, as we have seen in these videos, we have an obligation to live according to the Spirit. 1 Timothy 4:16 makes it clear that we have a part to play in our salvation, where it says, "Watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." Timothy was told to persevere in both his life and his doctrine in order to save himself. There is no doubt that we are saved by grace, but it is grace through faith, and faith requires action on our part. Faith is a lifestyle and not the act of a single moment in time. We live by faith. Titus 2:11 and 12 link grace with our actions, where they say, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." In these verses, we are told that through God's grace, we can live godly lives by exercising self-control and saying no to our sinful nature. It is through living a humble, repentant life that God cleanses us of unrighteousness and gives us His power to resist temptation and to walk in obedience to His commands, to love Him and love our neighbor. Finally, it's important to know that we cannot be sinless, but we can be blameless, simply through confessing our sins. Salvation is living according to the Spirit by humbly listening to and following the Lord's voice. It's not a miserable life of ever feeling like a hell-deserving sinner, but rather a life of peace and joy that comes through having the right relationship with Jesus. There is a wonderful little book called The Calvary Road, which has greatly changed many lives by showing, in simple terms, how to come into a very close relationship with Jesus. It is free to download from the link at the end of this video. In the next video, I would like to look more at the practical side of living according to the Spirit with some relevant Bible verses. May God bless you as you walk with Him. Amen.